Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Kuf Gimel. We're holding three lines from the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Beis, the last three lines. The Gemara brings now a Braisa Tanya Kavosi de Rava Arai to Rava. What did Rava say? The Gemara asked a steer yesterday between our Mishnah, another Mishnah in Shkolim, as well as a Mishnah Metabraisa Legabi Hilchas Yom Kippur, as to what is an Anpelaya. In our Mishnah we said an Anpelaya is not kosher for Chalitza. What's the reason why? The Gemara said because Anpelaya is made out of Beged. It's a sack. It's not a shoe. It's not a Naal. And the mitzvah of Chalitza is Becholtza Naaloi Me'al Ragloi. And not sacks. That's wonderful. But the problem is that there's another Braisa or Mishnah. It says the Gabi Hilchas Yom Kippur. It says that one should not wear an Anpelaya on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to wear socks in Yom Kippur. A lot of people wear socks in Yom Kippur. They just don't wear shoes. So it sounds like Anpelaya is a shoe. Said Rava, Anpelaya could be an Anpelaya shel Or, and it could be an Anpelaya shel Beged. If you have leather socks, I don't know what a leather sock exactly is, but presumably it's a very thick sock made out of leather, that has the same status as a shoe. If you have an Anpelaya made out of Beged, a regular sock, it's not a shoe. So you see that there are two different Anpelayas. The word Anpelaya could be used either for socks or for shoes. Now, where do you take this from? I'll bring you a price. It says Beferish. And the price is again going to get us back to Hilchis Chalitza. And the ratio of the price is going to enumerate 7, 8, 9 types of kosher Chalitzas. And in the Sefer, we're going to talk about 5 non-kosher Chalitzas. So what are the kosher Chalitzas? It's Tani Kibos in the Rabba. Cholza b'minol ha-nifram. She-choyfe es-roiv ha-reyam. Rashi explains minol ha-nifram means it's a torn minol. However, it still covers roiv of the foot. Or besandal hanifches. Sandal nifches means a broken sandal, which is also mekabel es roiv haregel. Rashi says nifram and nifches are basically synonymous terms, but since minol is talking about a soft leather, we speak about nifram, which means from begodim beged lo yifroimu, so lo yisifroimu, and therefore that's a lotion of tearing. Sandal is made out of hard leather. Hard leather doesn't tear, but it breaks. But they're both basically the same. And the reason why it works is in both cases, the minol and the sandal are mekabel roiv haregel. They hold on to, they cover roiv the regel. So it's still considered to be a kosher enough shoe for purposes of chalitza. Or besandal shel sham v'shel siv. Sham and siv are hard materials. You see from this that this Tanakhama of this Braisa disagrees with what we learned yesterday in the Gemara, because yesterday in the Gemara we said the definition of Naal, it's got to be made out of Tachash. And we said Tachash means it's got to be made out of leather. Both Sha'am and Siv are not leather materials, but rather hard materials. And our Tana holds that that's also kosher for Chalitza purposes. And Bekav Hakiteya. Now what means Kav Hakiteya? Kav Hakiteya unfortunately is talking about a person who has an amputated part of a leg, not the entire leg, but we're talking about below the knee, in other words from the knee and further down towards the floor. Part of his leg, Nebuch, is amputated, so that he should be able to walk around. He has one of these prosthetic devices. And what's a prosthetic device? It's a false leg, in which Rashi says, Rashi explains it fairly graphically. If you look, Rashi, about 10 lines from the bottom, the kava kiteya, shenikta a ragloi, Nebuch is regulus amputated, oise kimin defus regel, he goes and constructs something that looks like a foot, it looks like a foot, the yeshva base kibble cotton, and at the very top it has a small opening to be makabel, the stump of the person's leg, umach nesham roishoi, because he's able to go and insert Nebuch, whatever's left from his bottom leg, into that kav kiteya. However, Rashi says ain nismachalav. However, this is not the type of thing that you use actually for walking, because it's not good to walk on it. Apparently, it would break. But nevertheless, we'll call it kav. It's called a kav. Now, how does he walk? Says Rashi, mishenes halicha yeshloi. He has a mishenes halicha, ashkina kishura b'shoykav, umishenes yodav shekorin kruka. To be able to walk, he has, number one, a mishenes, which is like a stick or a crutch, and then he has something which is attached to his leg tied to the leg, which kind of gives support to the leg. But the kav kiteh that we're talking about is this additional device in which he Nebuch inserts his stump. And if Nebuch, you have a Yavam that has such a situation, and there is a Yavama, the fact that she removes the Kav Kiteya, we don't look upon that as a shoe, but the Tana of the Brisa says, yeah, that's enough for Becholtzim Naloi, Me'al Ragloi, like we learned yesterday in the Gemara, not Me Ragloi, Me'al Ragloi, that you can go and remove this prosthetic device, which is in the form of a regel. This has a din of a shoe, and it would be sufficient for chalitza purposes.
Rashi Bar Yesham Gemi, it was
the
previous Rashi,
yes, true. Yes, I saw that. Shkoya. Then the next case in the Braise is Bimuk. What's it? Muk? Rashi says, Shaleved, Levad, Koshe Umegin. That's something which is, Muk is usually also considered to be material. However, it's a hard material. Since it's a hard material, it's Megan. So according to Rashi, it's no worse than the Sham, the Siv, or Barry's Gemi from Rashi. Meaning that this Tana does not hold it has to be from leather, it has to be something which is strong and sturdy and hard. The reason why it's so important to be strong, sturdy, and hard is because the definition of a shoe is something that protects the foot. If you're going to wear something which is so flimsy that it offers no or little protection, that's not considered to be a Nal. Smichas Araglaim. Smichas Araglaim is a very, very unfortunate situation. Talking about Nebuch, a person who has no power in his legs. Apparently Nebuch is paralyzed. And the way he's able to go and move is Nebuch on his hands. Not that he walks on his hands, but Nebuch, he schleps himself on his hands. He keeps on walking step by step with his hands, and he schleps the rest of the body with him. Sorry, Menashe?
He crawls.
He crawls. Oh, that's the right term. He crawls. Shkoyach. Now, what is exactly Smichas Araglaim? So Rashi says that for the rest of the feet, Nebuch, they're schlepping on the ground so that they shouldn't get torn, tattered, hurt, damaged, etc. Then he goes and makes a special pouch in which he encloses Nebuch, his legs. See, if you look at Rashi, about five lines at the bottom, Smichas Araglaim, Mishamahalach Biyodav, someone who crawls on his hands, the Goyris Raglav, and he schleps his whole body after his hands, Oislam Smicha Shal Eita Shalar, such a pouch, such a container, a compartment made out of either eights or remember, this Tana holds you don't need shell or so therefore eights, whatever. Or machlis lasoicha, the rest of his body, his legs, Nebuch are schlepping along inside that pouch. So therefore, if the Yavama were to remove that pouch from the legs, Nebuch, of this individual, also kosher for chalit. But the main reason why we brought this b'ris is the next case. Ban pilai shalor. Oh, ban pilai shalor. As the b'ris will continue to say, that it's also a chalitza k'sheira. Even though in our mission it says apilai is no good, because our mission is talking about apilai shal beged, this is an pilai shalor. Now the next case is not talking so much about the material, but rather the facts of the motions. How do you do the chalitza? So it says in the price of a chalitza is min ha-godol. The yovam, who is the godol, because by a cotton we'll see in the Gemara on daf kufay will be a machloikis, whether a cotton can do chalitza or not. This price holds a cotton cannot have chalitza, but if you do chalitza min ha-godol, then it makes no difference how he is standing. Bein oymet, say if he's standing, bein yoshev, say if he's sitting, bein moita, if he's leaning. In all those cases, it works. There's no special. We don't stand on ceremony by chalitza. You could sit on the ceremony. You could lean backwards, forwards. All of these things work. V'chalitza is min asuma, and if she removes the shoe of asuma, also chalitza sakshera. What's the chiddush legabi asuma? So the mafarshim. So since it says the yarka b'fanav. And the Gemara learns earlier that it's got to be li'ene, that the dayanim have to be able to see the spittle as it is emitted from the Yavama's mouth. So kedai techmena, the same thing might apply to the Yavam. He also has to see the spittle. No, kamash malan, even though he's assuming he cannot see, also chalitza sekshei. Okay, so this was the ratio of the braises. You see the ratio of 8 or 9 different cases, and now we go to the sefer. Aval! The minel hanifim she'en choyfes reverega. If you have a minel which is so ripped that it no longer covers most of the foot, only a minority. Or b'sandal anifres, it's a broken sandal, she'enim akablus reivaregel, again, it doesn't cover most of the foot. Or b'smichas hayodayim, what's smichas hayodayim? So there's no Rashi here on top, but the Rashi is down below, and Rashi continues right after that smichas haraglayim, Rashi tells us it's smichas hayodayim. We're talking about the same person that we spoke about before, that Nebuch is not able to walk on his legs, and therefore he has to crawl on his hands. Before we talked about having a pouch for the legs, now we're talking about having sleeves for the arms. When he's Nebuch crawling, the arms and the hands can chalila get hurt as he's crawling on the ground. So they made some sort of smicha, also a pouch to go and cover the hands. Smicha see, daim she'oisel yod, you see the last line on... She'oisel yod, the bottom shall or, m'neisha machnisam betit, because he's constantly walking. In the good old days, they didn't have concrete pavements like we have today. They often had to go and grabble Nebuch in the earth, in the dirt, especially if it was during the winter, it was mud, etc. The same mechalein, so therefore he has some sort of sleeve, some sort of cover, a glove, gezuntai, the goyres raglam, you go and schlep his legs. Now, obviously, if the smichas hayadayim are on the hands, on the arms, avada, it's not going to help to do chalitza, because it has got to be mi'al raglay. But the point is in the Mefarshim, if a person were to take those smichas yadayim and to switch them from the arms and to put them on the legs, and then you were to go and remove them from the legs, but that's no good. Why is it any different than the smichas raglayim? Because the smichas raglayim were constructed in such a way that they should be firm and they should stay on the person's legs. Because otherwise, every time he crawls, they'll fall off. So therefore they're tied to the leg in a very, very strong way, so that when the woman now removes it, she's doing a real chalitza. It's not a chalitza of your typical normal shoe, but nevertheless, that's this person's shoe, Rachman Litzlan. However, if you're going to put on the sleeves of the arms, since it's not meant for the legs, when you put it on, it's going to be loose, it's not going to be the proper fit, etc. So therefore the chalitza is not going to work.
It's not called a now.
Not called a now. Oh! Uban pilayu shall beg it. Oh! So now we have finally after 10 minutes. Now we know the raya of Rava. We said Tani kibasi to Rava that there's a difference between an pilayu shall or and an pilayu shall beg it. Oh, the price is beferish. This is not a psadiuk. In the Reish it says Ampelai Shalor works for Chalitza. In the Seif it says Ampelai Shalbeg it does not work for Chalitza. Why? Because this is made of or and this is made out of beg. The Chalitza is made out of cotton. Chalitza is psula. If you were to do a Chalitza from a cotton as opposed to a godel, Chalitza is possible. The reason is because there's a Lashon of Ish in the Torah, and therefore we learn Ish v'loy cotton. But Mietche will see on Daf Kufay, in fact it's a Machloikis, whether you can do Chalitza by a cotton. Stay tuned and that's another couple of blocks.
This is
a braisa. Now we just finished the braisa, and now you can put two dots. We finished the braisa. The purpose of bringing the braisa, of course, was to show a rai to Rava two types of anpilos. But now that we brought the braisa, now we're going to ask a couple of internal questions in the braisa itself. So it says in the Reisha that Kav Kiteya is also a kosher chalitza, meaning Chas Hashem, an amputee, if you remove his false leg, that's also considered to be v'choltz now le'mei raglam. So do you want money? Who holds that way? Remei. Who's a maid? And I'm going to the Mishnah. Now we're not talking about Hilchas Chalitza, we're talking about Hilchas Shabbos. As you know, in Shabbos, if there's no Erev, then you're not allowed to carry outside. What about a Kiteya? Is he allowed to go out with the additional leg, the false leg on his stump? Is a machloikis. The Nana Kiteya, Yoitz V'Kav Shloi Div Rebbe, Rebbe says it's okay. Rebbe Yoitz, Yoitz V'Kav says, no, you cannot. Why does a mayor hold it's okay? Because a mayor holds that this is no different than a shoe. Just like a regular normal person wears shoes. You don't say, oh, he's carrying his shoes. No, he's wearing his shoes. So this Kiteya Nebuch, he's wearing his kav. Ah, so that's Remeir in our Mishnah over here that holds it. This Braisa that holds that you can use that stump for a Chalitza. Really, Remeir in our Braisa is going one step further. Not only is he saying that it happens to be something that you can wear on Shabbos, but it's even sufficient to be called a now for purposes of Chalitza. So not only that's kind of his part of his gear, his clothes that he's wearing, part of his whole person, but rather our Brice is telling even more that if you remove that, it's called, this prosthetic device is even called a shoe, and therefore you yoitze hilchais chalitza. Okay, so kum to chois, this price, why, according to Rav. Yeah, what's this?
Very strange. How could it be? I mean, why is it different than a cane?
Yeah.
Which is if the person needs, he's allowed to carry on shop.
You're asking like Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah.
Maybe Rabbi Yossi didn't allow to carry a cane.
It looks like the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi.
Okay.
Just from that. But the Maisa.
Who's the one yesterday I learned the Shir Rambam? I was Nishtuhant. So I'm sure the Shir Rambam are ready. The Argimar is okay.
That you don't really walk on this. It's just for to look.
Yeah, why should I not?
Because if you really need it for walking,
I understand.
100%.
Okay, all right. That's halacha. We're just talking what we need for our Gemara is Rameh. Good. Yes, right. We had in the Braisa, but Pilai Shel Beged, that it says in the Seif, and Pilai Shel Beged is not kosher of Chalitza. Since you were asked on the Rabbanan, L'chori, this goes according to Rabbanan, and not according to Rameh. Now, what's the Raya goes according to Rabbanan, not according to Rameh? Because Rashi says that since I see Alibed Rameh, that it doesn't have to be leather. I don't darshan like yesterday anymore. It's got to be Tafket Hachash. Because Rameh holds that even Kav Kiteh, Kav apparently was not made out of leather.
What?
Presumably made out of wood. And Rameh says that that's okay. And not only that, he says that Sham is good, and Siv is good, and Gemi is good, and other types of materials. So you see, the important thing is it has to be a shoe that protects the foot. It doesn't have to be made out of leather. If it doesn't have to be made out of leather, then Remei Lachori should hold that and Pelai Shel Beged works, as long as this protects the foot of the kid. So why does it say in the Braisa that Pelai Shel Beged doesn't work? If the Chayre goes according to the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan hold his dafka gotta be leather, and therefore if it's Beged, it's no good. So Frey Timur, the Reisha is Rameir, and the Seifa is the Rabbanan. Is the Chshver? Amr Rabbi, I'm going to say Rabban, Reisha, Amr Rabban. Really, the whole Braisa is Rabban. Ah, the Reisha is also Rabban, but then Reisha says that a Kav Kiteya works. And you're saying, according to the Rabbanan, it's got to be made out of leather. And the Pinchas just told us authoritatively that a Kav Kiteh is made out of wood. So if it's wood, it's not leather. Everything Mara, Vereish Mechupar. It's talking about this taka wood, but it's covered over with leather. Ah, so since it has such a cover of leather. Haishan leather, even according to the Rabbanan, and it works. Omri Rava, says Rava, if that's the Pshat and the Braisa, the Kav Kiteh is talking with Or. So why does the Braisa say in the Seifa that if you're talking about a case of Ampilai Shel Beged, I have a better case. Omli Rava, Aval Ein Chupa or my puzzle. If you have a Kav Kiteh without or, you're telling me that the Braisa would hold that it doesn't work, it's not good for Chalitza. Iyochi Adatoni Seifa, Ampilai Shel Beged. Why should the Braisa talk about Ampilai Shel Beged? Let it go and see if the Bedida. Let it make a differentiation in the case of Kav Kiteh itself, instead of having to change to another material. The man of Amamurim, when do we say Kav Kiteh is good for Chalitza? Dafu Mechupa or, because then you have the Kiyom of Tachash. Avei Mechupa or, if it would be your normal, regular Kav Kiteh, possible would not be good. So why does the Braisa tell us about Ampilai Shel Beged? It'd be a greater Chiddush to go and tell us about Kav Kiteh.
It would include also Ampilai Shel Beged.
Ampilai Shel Beged and Ampilai Shel Or are two.
One second. Yes, what were you saying?
It would include it, because the point is that Beged is no good.
Right.
So it would include it. By doing this, it would be listened by the Dor, and it would also, you could learn out from here that Ampilai Shel Beged is no good.
Yeah, so Rashi says
a better thing.
Rashi says this would be a greater chiddush. Uh-huh. That this would be a lesser chiddush of Pilai Shel Beged. The Kav Kiteh would be a greater chiddush, because Kav Kiteh, at least it's megin, even without the benefit of the leather, but it's megin more. Masha Anken Pilai Shel Beged is gur shvach. This is just like socks. It's just like socks. Everybody would agree, socks is gurnish. But Kav Kish Kiteh could cost a few hundred dollars on a nice piece of wood formed like a ganza foot, or a ganza mechanical device. And therefore, that would be a greater chiddush to say that that's not Yoitz of Chalit.
I don't understand the objection, because the
Kav Kiteh
is talking about talking about a healthy person. So when the Bryce is listing all the things, one category is talking, how can we go and say now, if we know that a Kiteh cannot use da-da-da-da-da, so a healthy person, they're two separate subjects of Chalitza.
We're not talking about the person, you're talking about the Gavra, we're talking about the Chafza, to quote you. If you look at the 10 lines on the top of the Rashi. Adatoni Seifan Pilai Shel Beged, says Rashi Psula, Hai hu vadai. That's a dover poshet if that's possible. The lav nalu. It's not a nal. Dole megan. If you're wearing socks, you can have the nicest, the thickest sock, but it doesn't do the job of a shoe. Lishmeinan chilik bekava kiteya. The avagav the megan, even though it does a great job on protecting the leg and holding it in place and all the rest, lav nal, the kol shkein hai. So let it go and tell us the greater chiddush rather than the smaller chiddush. And therefore, says Rava elamarava, midresh meir, sefer namira meir. Just the opposite. The whole thing goes according to a mayor. According to a mayor, that a kav kiteya works even without being mechupa or. So why doesn't an ampilai shall beg it also work? The same terrace, the same pshat that we're saying until now. Meaning kav kiteya is a strong, sturdy piece, and a chas v'shalom, an amputee can walk on it for years and years, and it protects him, he shouldn't fall, and all the rest. Masha'enkin, if you're talking about a sack, we know sacks. Sacks tear, and sacks are very, very flimsy. It's just a little bit wet on the ground. Oi, it went through my sacks. If you go and it rains, the sacks got all wet, etc., etc. It's an ishka megin, therefore it's not enough. So come to chois v'mar gemara, that is a machloikis now between the tanoim, what's the minimum definition of a nal? According to some, it's got to be tachash, which means it's got to be made out of leather. According to other tanoim, as long as it's a sturdy material, it doesn't have to be leather. It could be sham, it could go and be sieve, it could be gami, it could be wood, anything that's megan, that's strong, that holds in place. Yeah.
Where do you see gami?
Oh, that's Rashi. Barry's Rashi.
Rashi
Girsa.
I don't see.
Don't be upset.
I looked over
sham again.
Oh, you mean he says sham and sieve?
It's a sham and sieve, and Rashi sham again.
Oh, okay. Gemi is like rubber.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's a sturdy rubber, not like galoshes or that type of rubber, because that waffles back and forth. But we're talking about as a sturdy rubber. As
crocs,
it gets, like Crocs, otters, a crook we had yesterday. Wait, we say crook is not a noun. Okay, anyway.
I didn't really notice.
No, nothing happened. They're gemi, toivel. Good. And again, yes, weiter, you want yes, weiter. Omar, ameimar. Now we're not talking about the size or material of the shoe. We're talking about the standing of the individual. And you remember the Braise says, he could be standing, he could be sitting, he could be leaning. When he is, Yavam is holding on, he's wearing a shoe, and the Yavam is coming to remove the shoe, he should not help, but to the contrary, he should put pressure on his foot to put it on the ground. This will be the last time as part of the Zika that he'll have a chance to go and put his foot down. And he has to put it down bekoyach, so that she's basically fighting with him to remove the shoe. The reason for that is because if he's going to let his foot be, you know, dangling and suspended and take it off, then he's going to be assisting in removal of the shoe. And in fact, as soon as she opens the laces, the shoe might already start falling off on its own. So we want to make sure that she does a proper chalitza, and therefore he should put contrary pressure. We don't mean that he has to go and, you know, hold on to five big bags of potatoes so that, you know, he can't move out of his place. We just mean he should go and make some counter pressure so that when she removes it, she has to do her job properly and efficiently. Which sounds like, for instance, if the person is leaning, he's leaning in all directions, and therefore he's kind of in a lazy, lackadaisical way. So wouldn't that sound like he's not putting pressure on his feet? So Gemara Eima Einachanami, add three words to the Brisa. Ben Oimid Ben Yoshu Ben Moite Uli Oilam the Doch is the Kare. He could stand, he could sit, but he should make sure that he's putting pressure on his legs to the ground. Right, the Yomam Eima. Hayman de Mazgi Alichsa de Kare Loi Cholit. What exactly means Mazgi Alichsa de Kare? This means Rachman Litzlan, a person whose foot is misformed. If you look at Rashi about a quarter down the Omid, next to Hagoy Sabach. See where Hagoy Sabach starts?
Yeah.
She talked about the Rashi, Lichsa de Kare, Shiragli Hofuch, the Doireis Bel Yoinoi Shel Regel. Which means that the foot is upside down. And not that the bottom of the foot is like our feet, where you have the sole and the heel, but rather the sole and the heel are up, and the top of the foot, which is normally like a shikla mound, if you will, is on the bottom, and therefore the person's nevach, his foot is upside down. Rachman litzlan. So this is a big, big problem. And therefore, says the Gemara, that person that has such a mazgi lichsa dekare, he cannot do a proper chalitza, because he can't remove the shoe from him properly, it doesn't fit properly, it doesn't go properly.
Meaning it's like a stump down there. That's how Rashi describes it. That the foot sticks out from earlier in the thing, so it looks like the bottom is the stump.
The art scroll didn't have a picture in this edition. Maybe
I'm just
next edition.
Point to
you know, I understand. But I think
it's very strange.
Baruch Hashem. Probably a person has something like that. Probably goes to special cosmetic surgery to go and to change things around. But the point is that his foot is upside down instead of the normal way. The foot is like this. Therefore, his toes are on the bottom instead of the toes being on the top. The toes are both on the top and the bottom. But the point is that the top of the toes, where the nails are hitting the ground as opposed to being to the top. So if he wants to go and bite his nails for the toes, that's much more difficult. Anyway, the whole thing is upside down. So this... Anyway, this type of person can't make a normal chalit. Rashi is upset about this. Rashi says, I can make kal v'chomer. Ma'adach, a person that doesn't have a foot at all. Because Nebuch, he's an amputee, you say, it's okay. This person has a foot. It's a little bit inverted, it's upside down. But why is it any worse that a person doesn't have a foot b'chalal? So that's Rashi. Look at the Rashi, again, about third down, next to Agoy Sabach. His foot is upside down. When he goes and treads on the ground, he's not treading on the bottom, meaning on his sole or on his heel, but on the top, because his foot is inverted, and therefore he's walking Nebuch on the top of his foot instead of on the bottom of his foot. Flanka, like planks. He doesn't step like a normal step of a regular. Didn't we learn earlier that if he's amputated and there's no foot at all, you can go and make such a, put on the boot or the with him. We're not talking about the kavkitea. We're just talking about he has the stump, and on that stump you put on a boot and you tie it with strings or straps or whatever. It's kosher. So why is that better in this case? Even though Nebuch, he has no foot, but he still has the bottom part of his leg. Rachman Omar doesn't have to be mei ragloi, mei al ragloi. The bottom of the leg is also good. Aval hai lav regelu. This person doesn't have a normal regel. So the problem is not in the nal. The problem is a regel. He doesn't have a normal foot, and therefore he cannot do chalitza. So what are you going to do? Hopefully there'll be other brothers that will be able to do chalitza, because he cannot do chalitza. Maybe he can do yibam. For Yibam, it doesn't matter whether his leg is inverted or not inverted, so he can do Yibam L'chayr. Omri Rav Ashi L'Meimer. Rav Ashi asked the Meimer, I don't agree with you. Vatanya, in the Brisa we just learned, it says Smichas Haraglayim. Smichas Haraglayim is this pouch that you have for the legs, and the Gemara assumes, Lav the Cholitz Ba'iyu. Aren't we talking about the Nebuch? This amputee has this pouch on his legs, and the Yavama is removed. It's not an amputee. It's a person with paralyzed legs. The legs just don't work, Rahman al-Islam. And these legs are in this pouch, in the smichas raglayim, so you can go and remove them, and that's considered to be a good chalitza. So, oy bazoy, why is that worse from this person, mazgel lichsa diakare? And Rashi says even more. Rashi says that this fellow, Nebuch, because of the fact that he's always dragging his legs, those legs are akumim. They are not in the normal, regular way. By the fact that Nebuch, he's constantly crawling, he's schlepping his legs, the legs are going out to the right and to the left. In other words, they're also akum, also crooked legs. And nevertheless, we said it works. So why shouldn't it work by this fellow that has also inverted, upside down feet? Every Gemara, loy, to you have levi acher v'cholitz, a groisa chidush. The Gemara is saying, is taka for this fellow that Nebuch schleps his legs, if his legs happen to be inverted, outverted, in other words, they're not normal legs, you cannot be yoitze chalitza with Nebuch with such a yachid. However, didn't we say smichas raglayim works? If you take the smichas raglayim and you give it to a normal individual that doesn't have this paralysis in his legs, and he ties it on his legs, etc., even though this is not normally his shoe, but nevertheless, it would be kosher for chalitza. We'll see much from the Amud Beis whether there's an inyan that it should be dafka na'aloi, his na'al, or whether you can use a borrowed na'al from someone else. We're going to talk about that on the Amud Beis. Amar Rav Ashi, lemaidik Amar Ameimar, based on what Ameimar just said now, lav bar uva cholitz, for lav bar kippah cholitz. Now this is a Gemara we had in my cotton not long ago, where it said in the Gemara over there that it was a very interesting Gemara, that bar uva and bar kippah were professional sabdonim. They were professional usualizers, usually that eulogy people, so you called them up in advance of a levai and told them that Mr. Smith passed away, we want you to hold a eulogy, tell me a little bit about him. Oh, he was great, he was wonderful, he was tremendous. Eulogy. So Rav Ashi asked, you, what are you going to say about me when I pass away? So they told him the eulogy that he was going to hold, and Rav Ashi held that it was not a proper, dignified hesped. And as a result, since he had a kapada on them, the Kodesh Baruch Hu caused that their legs also became inverted. So now Rav Ashi says, as a result of the inverting of the legs of Bar Uv and Bar Kippah, they fit the description of a Meimar, and therefore they would not be able to perform Chalitza if Chas V'Sholem, their brothers, passed away, and they had to worry about Yimur Chalitza. Okay, now getting back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we said that there's a difference between an amputee who's missing the bottom part of the foot and leg below the knee or above the knee. If it's below the knee, then we said that you can go and put a nail on that stump, remove it, and you yoytze mitzvah chalitza. However, if nebuch, so much of the leg has been amputated that it's even higher than the knee, and you put now on that stump, you put the nail, doesn't work. No good. What's the reason? So we already said in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to tell us, because it's a din of me'al raglay, and not me'al de me'al raglay. So that portion from the knee down to the foot, that's called me'al raglay. Anything above the knee, it's already me'al de me'al raglay. The Torah says, the chotzenaloi me'al raglay. So therefore that additional space, but not higher than that. Zokti Mora Mini, you said Manakuva Lamata works, but not Manakuva Lamala. Frankie Mora Mini, Regolim. It says in the Pasuk, Sholish Regolim, Tochig Li Bashana. That this word Regolim, of course, is referring to the Sholish Yim Toivim, that you go Oyle Regel to Eretz Yisrael. But since the Torah used the expression Regel, Regel doesn't only mean festival, Regel also means feet, means legs. And therefore the Gemara Darshan's Regolim Prat Lebali Kavin, that a person, Nachman Litzlan, that has to wear such a Kav, in other words, a person who is has an amputated leg, he is potter from going to Oyle Regel to the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because the Bali Kavan Heist Nishka Regel. What do you mean Heist Nishka Regel? We just said over here that if you have a stump that goes beyond the knee, starts to your regel, and therefore Cholzen Al Me'er Aglai. So you should have to go to the Beis Hamikdash three times a year. It's the Chastira. Everything was Shani Hachad Chsiv Me'er Aglai. If it would say by Sholish Regolim, Al Shloish Regolim Tochoy, yeah, Mr. Gerecht, then it would be the higher part above the regel. But there it's talking about the feet, Regolim, feet. Here we're talking about even above the foot, the Al Raglai. Oh, that's the difference. Therefore, over there, since a person doesn't have proper feet, because Nebuch is amputated, he's potter. Here, even if he doesn't have proper feet, but if he has a stump, which is below the knee, it's Me'al Raglai, and it's Kusha for Chalit.
They also had to go up the mountain, if you remember.
Okay, good.
Maybe they had to do that with their feet.
I assume so. Zekimariyachi Lamal Merakubinami. Once you're telling me that Me'al Raglai means even above the foot, the higher part of the leg, so maybe even means above the knee. Says you might like we said before, me'al v'loy me'al de me'al. Okay, I'm going to pop. Shmai mina, hai istavira ad aranochis. Istavira means the ankle. Says Rapapa, I see from this that the ankle is considered to be part of the foot. It's not considered to be, now, we know anatomically that the ankle is a joint which connects the leg to the foot. What Rapapa says is, I see from our Gemara that the ankle is not considered to be a separate joint that separates and connects between the leg and the foot, but rather that it's part of the foot itself. It's one shtick. What's the reason why? This is the item. Mr. Pasi is going to tell me that this is like a hefsik and connects the two in between. Why don't I go and say that even that part of the leg which is below the knee should also no longer be kosher for purposes of chalitza, because that's already the me'al de me'al. Meaning, the foot itself is the ragloi, the ankle part is already, that's the me'al, and therefore if you have until the ankle, that would still be good, ad b'chlal with the ankle. But once it's above the ankle, even though you haven't hit the knee yet, maybe that's already me'al de me'al. Is the chasim and the ankle is part of the foot itself. It's not a hefsik, not a different joint. You don't have to say that. You could say, even if it is a shtikel hefsik, it's a joint in between. Nevertheless, called the bahari kara kikaradami, since it's on the same level together with the foot, therefore it's considered to be one. In other words, even though anatomically you're right, it's a separate entity, but since it goes and walks and it's part and parcel of the foot down below, al pitoyer, it's considered to be regel. And therefore, the part above that, the leg part above that, that's the me'al and not the ankle itself. Okay. Right, Menakuva Ulamala. If it's already higher than the Akuva, Akuva in our connection means above the knee, that's no longer regel, that's already mi'al de mi'al. Now the Gemara is going to bring about five or six different psukim where the term regel is used, and the chayit is used for the upper thigh and not the lower portion below the knee. And nevertheless, the Torah calls it regel. Is Moser of Kahana ubeshuyasa yoitzis mi bein ragleha. This is never part of the Torahicha, and the Torahicha says terrible, terrible things which are going to befall Klal Yisrael. And one of the things it says in the pasuk is ubeshuyasa yoitzis mi bein ragleha, the shilya, the fetus that's going to come out between her legs. Ubevaneh asher teileid ki soichleim bechoyser koil basoser. This is telling us Nebuch, the terrible tragedies when Klal Yisrael will be so impoverished that people will have nothing. Nebuch, some people will be so desperate they're going to eat the fetus, the baby that's born between the raglayim. Now, what do you mean between the raglayim? We know where the birth canal is. The birth canal obviously is much higher than the knee. And nevertheless, the Torah calls it Mibein Ragleho. It's a chasim, the regal is even above the knee. Everything on Rabbi Bishoshe Karas Leilid, Noyetzis Akavea, Birachoseh, Birledis. When a woman is about to go and give birth, she cannot give birth the way legs are normally extended, but rather she go and folds her legs one on top of the other and braces for this terrible trauma of the baby coming out. And as a result, Noyetzis Akavea, Akavea are her heels, are now hitting against her thighs, meaning that she goes and sits with crisscrossed legs. And as a result, what happens is when the baby comes out, the baby is not only coming out from in between the upper thighs, but it's also coming out between the lower legs, because the lower legs have been folded over to the top. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's takim bein raglei mamish. So nishkakash. The raglei is takim the bottom part and not the upper part. It's actually called doichi pshat in the pasuk. Abazoi led digmar. Toshima. It says about Mephibosheth that when David and Melech came out back to Yerushalayim, that Mephibosheth greeted him. However, he didn't greet him the way you're supposed to greet a king. As we know, it says by Yosef HaTzadik when he was taken out of the bar to go to see the paroi. He was Megalech, and he went to make himself pretty. He went to the place. He got a manicure, met a tailor, met Alice, to she look into the barber. Here's the Mephibosheth ben Shaul. Yorad likras haMelech v'lei osa raglav v'lei osa sefamoi v'yetz begodav v'lei kibes l'menayoyim leches haMelech ariyom asher bo b'shol. Anyway, so it says Mephibosheth came somewhat disheveled. Disheveled to David HaMelech. So what's the lashon of the pasuk Li'osa Raglav? The word means Li'osa Raglav. So Rashi is Li'osa Raglav means he didn't cut the hair from the Zokin HaTachton. Exactly. Le'hesir Seyer Zokin HaTachton. So this is, I don't really understand that because...
see it.
Exactly. I mean, how would the Melech say
it? That's lashon anyway.
Right, presumably if you remove the whole thing, if you remove parts of it. In other words, he could have trimmed it. He could have trimmed it.
Right.
Quite sure. Anyway, we don't have to go too much into detail. The point is that here we know is high above the knees. It's not below the knees. Nevertheless, Torah calls it raglav. See, the Gemara is telling us, then we don't want to go into the graphic details. Toshima. But Yovi Shol Lahasich as raglav. Shol when Lahasich as raglav means to excuse himself, to relieve himself. Now, when you relieve yourself, either meiraglayim or from the back, obviously we're talking about the higher part of the legs and not the lower part. Again, lishna ma'ali. Toshima, ach meisechu ragla b'cheda mekere. This is not talking about Shaul, this is talking about Egloin Melech Moyav, that he was also relieving himself, and then, you know, Ehud came together with such a double-bladed sword and went and killed him. Agam tzishav. But meisech es raglav also means that for the same means that he's going to the bathroom. And vayta, that's up above and not down below. Vishnam al yezel bozach. Name bein raglav. And this bein raglav is referring to Yoel Eishes Chever Akeni, that she was successful in killing Sisra, who was the general of the enemy army. So the pasuk is, if you skip two lines down, you'll see the rest of the pasuk. Bein raglia kora nofal shacha bein raglia kora nofal basha kora sham nofal shodin. And the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment that this bein raglia means that she induced and seduced Sisra to go and live with her, and in fact he lived with her seven times in one night. You can imagine how he was without any koyach left after this night, and therefore she specially did it to weaken him so she should be able to go and kill him. And after the end she did kill him, and then she showed off, etc., etc. Anyway, the point is that Bein Ragla is referring to the Makabiyah, that's much higher than the knee. Again, Lishtam Aliyah, the same terms as before. So since we started getting into this Masim at the UL, Rabbi Yochanan, Sheva Be'ilosh Ba'al Oisei Rosh Oisei Yoyim, this is talking again about Sisra, seven times, Shnema, Bein Ragleha, Korah is one, Nofal is two, Shochav is three, Bein Ragleha, Korah is four, Nofal is five, Basha Korah is six, Shom Nofal Shodud is seven. So seven Be'ilosh he made that night. Great Timar. Isn't she Yoel having Hanor from Aveir? So now the Gemara's kash is not that we have a halacha that the three cardinal sins, Yoharik Valiavar, because Tosis says we find the same thing by Esther, and the Gemara says, Karka Oilam, because after all, she is not the Mashpia, she's the Makabal. Tosis says on the bottom that the kash of the Gemara is, it says in the Pasik, Tevoirach Minoshim Yoel, Minoshil Boil Tevoirach, that she says, Ah, Grois, it's Sadekis, Metaganza, Brucha, Gewaldig, Tevoirach Noshim, if she did a Mass of Eder seven times, she doesn't deserve of Zagrois, a Brucha, okay, Taka Oines, and she meant fine, I'll say it, Abla Maisa, Tevoirach Minoshim, or Metaganza, Brucha, says the Gemara, Amr Yech Meshim, Rechim Yechoy, called Tevoirach Shuri Shoim, Rahi Eichel Tzadikim. The Earl H. Saber Kane was a great tzaddik is, and this toiva of him, of Sisra living with her, this is by a toiva, by her, this was raw. She was repelled by this whole experience. No, Hannah. I mean, what we'll see in a moment, why did she have no Baltimore? Where do we see this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Lavan, don't speak to Yaakov, even me toiv. Not to say anything bad. If he wants to say nice things, he wants to give him itzis, which is schlecht. Okay, zayig. Very dimara. Bishlam husam legabe lovan and Yaakov till memidkalei shemod avodis kachom. I understand why pentadamer and Yaakov mitoyv ad ra, because the ra might mean that he's going to slip in a couple of times the name of his god. And in fact, Rashi says we see in the pusik. He says loma ganav to es elihoi. So you see that he's referring to his gods. He's not referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's referring to those trophim. So that's why it's a ra eitzel tzadikim. I don't want to hear about these avodis zuris mit yoshkes mit tzelims. What was the ra'ah, the ma'isa of Bia from Sisra mit Yoel? Because he went and, as a result of the Bia, he shot into her the Zayama, this spiritual poison. What's the spiritual poison? Rabbi Yochanan. Bishosha banachash al chava, hitabo Zayama. Israel shomd al ha-sinai, paska Zayamasim. Then that whole effect of that spiritual poison wore off in Gunish. At the chamshle of ha-sinai, le paska Zayamasim, dusenoch kiblim. And therefore, that's why Sisra's living with her, since he injected into her this Zayama, so it wasn't at all a kaiva faked, it's a ra, now she has this spiritual junk inside her body, and therefore it's a terrible ra, eitzel tzaddik. Okay. And we continue on the Gemara Yitzvayt. Cholte minol she enoy shaloi. It says in the Mishnah, if you use a minol she enoy shaloi, it's nevertheless kosher. Tanurban naaloi. It's in the pasuk. Cholte naaloi me'al ragle. Ainly ela naaloi. It's got to be his. Now to kol adam minayin. How do I know if I borrow somebody else's naal that it's also kosher? Tamaloi. It's in the pasuk. Naal mikol mokum. It says at the end. V'nikash shmoi biYisrael beis chalutz hanoal. Chalutz hanoal. The extra naal comes to tell you even it's not naaloi. Any na'al is also good na'al, become mock. Page 1 came out, tamalim na'aloi. Na'aloi ha'roilo, it's gotta fit his foot. Probably got a shin yochel alech. If it's too large, he wears a size 8 and there's a size 12, and it's swimming on him. Or probably got a shin yochel alech. Or it's so small that his toes are sticking out in the front and the heel is sticking out in the back and from the sides. It does, it's not chayfer evlagloi, therefore it's not na'aloi, it's not his measurement. Oh, prat l'sandal ha-mesulayim she'ein loy okev. Now what exactly is a sandal mesulayim? So Rashi has two pshatim on the third line. Rashi says sandal mesulayim, that means she'ein loy okev. See Rashi, third line. Ha-nifchiz, that this sandal, third line from the top, that the sandal has become so damaged and so ripped and so old and so tattered, it's now nifchiz she'ein loy okev, it no longer has an okev. We say okev means a heel, but Rashi says it means a sole, which means bottom line is it didn't have a bottom. In fact, the bottom line of the shoe, it didn't have a bottom. It's missing a bottom. Good. That's the first pshat. Second pshat, lishna achrona al shem mekoymai, nikra misulayim, loshemoy. There's a place called somewhere misulayim, and therefore that these are the famous misulayim shoes. They're no good. Why? Shein liyokim, they don't have a proper bottom to them, and therefore, no good. Just like a container, same thing by shoes, al testakum mekankan, But don't look at the top of the shoe. The top of the shoe looks beautiful. You got to look at the bottom. That's what protects the person from walking on nails and glass and all the rest. Right.
So how'd they explain the mission? One says it's kosher. The other says it's not kosher. It sounds like
which one's kosher? Not kosher.
In the mission, it says with an okay is kosher, and without an okay is puzzle.
No.
It sounds like okay. There was a kasher. The first part of the mission it sounds like b'di'evit.
Remember the Gemara yesterday said that the lashon of lechatchil medievet nishkaraya because we want to talk about an pilai chalitzasa psula in medievet. That's why we said cholza b'minol chalitzasa ksheira. That according to one man b'minol machloikas Rabban Rav Yosef yesterday, and then we had a machloikas tanor between a mayor and a biyankav mishmei der mayor. Exactly what a mayor holds whether an pilai is kush lechatchil or medievet. The Gemara says shteitz in the mission is medievet. That chalz minol chalzas ksheira. Says the Gemara, it could even be lechatchila. But migud that the Mishnah said on pilai, which is possibly medievet. It's out stylistic.
So therefore, it's actually
literary.
You see, have no raya from the lashon of Mishnah because the Mishnah could be for consistency in style as opposed to halacha. No problem. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, right? By the koy kami the Rav Yosef, Abai was standing for Rav Yosef. So yivam lachweitz, yivam came for chalitza. Amalei Rav Yosef says to Abai, havle sandach. Do me a favor. I see you're wearing nice shoes. Take off your shoes and give me the shoes for purposes of the yavam. So now, Abaye was upset about what Rav Yosef told him because he felt ashtein the trader na'aloi. It's got to be his na'al. What do you mean? I should give my shoes? The yavam should give his shoes, not my shoes. And therefore, Abaye gemacht upset do ashtikel. What was his ashtikel? Yavli sandal the small instead of giving him the right shoe. And of course, you have to go and take the chalitza with the right foot, not with the left foot. He went and gave him the left shoe. Now this is not totally terrible because we already learned in our Mishnah that if the yavam was wearing the left shoe on the right foot, then the chalitza is kosher. So therefore, Abaye felt he was not being disrespectful. He gave him a left shoe, but he also wanted to be meramis. I don't like this whole idea that you're asking me to give me my shoe. He should be using his shoe. It's Amalei, so now Rav Yosef said to Abaye, Eimed Omer Rabbanan Di'Eved, even though we learned in a mission that if you use a left shoe on the right foot, it works, but that's for the Eved. L'chadchil miyama, why are you giving me your left shoe l'chadchil? Amalei, so Abaye is now answering, Ihochi sam l'shein shalei nami, Eimed Omer Rabbanan Di'Eved, l'chadchil miyama, even though the Chacham said that you can go and use sam l'shein shalei, didn't they also mean with the Eved and not l'chadchil? So why did you ask for my shoes? Amalei, he said, you don't understand. I of course agree with you. Don't use now from someone else. But havle, ma'aknile. It's no worse than arbaminim on sikis that you're going to give the person a matan amanas lahachzer, not to go and keep the luvanesi, but you go makne him for a short time that he needs to do the mitzvah. Same thing over here. Give me the shoe of matan amanas lahachzer. I'll give it to the yavam for the next half an hour till the whole chalit is over, and we'll get back to you. Don't worry, you're not going to go home barefoot. We'll give you back the shoes. So therefore, I'm going to makne this. It won't be any more a problem of nala. It'll even belong to him, even lechatchila, because we'll give it to him as a matana. We'll sell it to him for a minute, etc.
Maybe he's talking about the guy didn't have any shoes. A lot of people didn't have shoes. That's why he told them.
Yes, and it wasn't kosher.
He could have had a minnow. And we said in the Mishnah, don't use a minnow lechatchila. Therefore, he wants to use a sandal because he was wearing sandals. Okay. So he used sandal with the hard leather instead of using the soft leather. Okay. By the Gemara, sandal shall eat. The Gemara, man, Tana, who holds that you can even use shall eat? On Meshmur, Amei, did not. Hakitei, Yotze, Bekav, Shaloi, Dibir, Amei. Rabbi Yossi, Oysa. The same halacha, the same brisa we had on the Omer Aleph, a Mishnah, the Omer Aleph, a Mishnah, Mestach, the Shabbos, Legabe, whether a kitei, an amputee, whether he can wear his kav on a Shabbos. Dibir, Amei says, yes, that's part of his wardrobe. Rabbi Yossi says, it's awesome. Oh, since it happens to be part of his wardrobe, so we see it's like a shoe. If it's like a shoe, that's a sandal shalait of our Mishnah, you can use a sandal shalait. You don't have to say that our Mishnah is a machlokes. It could be talking like we said before on the Omer Aleph. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about a kav kiteya, but it had a nice leather covering on the outside, and therefore, then according to everybody, it would be considered now shalor tachash, and everybody could agree that you yoytze with that. Right. Okay, now we're going to talk about the inyan of a sandal that became tomei out tumas mitzoyer. Yes, we normally think of tzaraz as being on a person. We think of tzaraz being on a bias, but there's also nige begodim. If a beged has on it the simonim of tzaraz, then it also has a din of tum. And just like, Charles is crying here, something? Okay. Anyway, so it's good, it's fine. As long as it's not yours, you don't have to worry about it. Somebody can take
it. Sure, the guy is inside.
He shouldn't bring a baby for davening.
This I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe he has no choice.
Maybe no choice. Okay, anyway, let's get back to our Gemara. Yeah, anyway. Anyway, my master, if someone has a baby, then there's no din of Yibam v'chalitza, it's only a ben. Hey, like, ben. Okay, anyway, let's get back to the
rule for a baby.
What's the rule for a baby?
You said you shouldn't daven with a baby. Like,
if a baby is making noise, then the baby shouldn't be brought to shul. If the baby is not making noise, then you're okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
Let me check the kid out.
And you'll charge. Figure out what insurance they have.
Your client.
Exactly. Figure out what insurance they have. Anyway, getting back to
children's
life. I've had a pediatrician. Anyway, so getting to Gemara back to, we spoke about Tzaras. Now you remember, just like you have Metzoira of a person, there's a difference between a Metzoira Muzger and Metzoira Muchlot. Same thing applies to Begodim, a beg. It could also be a Metzoira Muzger or Muchlot. Muzger basically means that the Kohen cannot decide yet whether this is a real 100% Tzaras, so therefore he quarantines it for a week, and he comes back after the week to see whether it spread, whether it didn't spread, whether it got dimmer, whether it got brighter, etc. And the Gabi Muchlot means that we've made a final rabbinical decision. Yes, this in fact happens to be a Tzaras. Now what's the nafkimin of the Gabi Os, Muzger or Muchlot? As we'll see in a moment in the Gemara, we have a concept which everybody talks about in Masechta Sukkah, of Ksusei Mechtes Shiure. What means Ksusei Mechtes Shiure? Something that requires burning, we deem it as if it's burned already. And therefore the Gemara says, for instance, if you take a lulav, shel ir hanidachas, where the whole nidachas, everything is supposed to be consumed in flames and burned.
So it's condemned.
It's condemned, and it's deemed to be kol oim lisarif kesarif dami. So what difference does it make that it's kesarif dami? And therefore it doesn't have the shear. You have to have, it should be three tvachim, four tvachim, chaduch nishti the shear. Same thing, the gabi, the beged, as we'll see, also have to have a shear, and therefore if the sandal is deemed to be like it's burned, it doesn't exist anymore, it's not choyfer roi v'ragloi. Therefore, it's not kosher. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. It's pretty straightforward. Omer Papi, Mishmei Derov, Sandal Hamusker, Loi Tachlitz Boy, Vim Cholzach Litzosik Sheir. Sandal Hamuchlot, Loi Tachlitz Boy, Vim Cholzach Litzosik Psula. So Rashi says, Sandal Hamuchlot, the reason why Chalitzos Psula is because of what we just said now, Ksusei Mechtes Shiure, it doesn't have the shear of a shoe. It's as if the whole shoe had been devastated, annihilated, destroyed, consumed, burned, sinishdo.
There's no shoe.
No shoe. Aye, what's this for by Muzger? Says Rashi, Me'ikon the din of Muzger doesn't have that din of burning. However, it's a gzeira, that if you can allow a person to go and use a sandal ha muzgar, that a person might come to use a sandal ha muchlot. Those are the ganze zach. Let's look in the Rashi just for a short moment. Sandal ha muzgar. Sandal muzgar is about a third or a quarter down the amid. Next to where it says Moisef Rashi. You see what it says Moisef Rashi? Sandal ha muzgar. Shapor chaboy ha tzaras. That tzaras already started spreading. Loitach letzboy mimei hezgeroi. Why? To le leisi lemeved bemuchlot. See, see how it's a gzeira. Muskar alone would be okay, but you shouldn't come. The im cholzach litzosik sheir, the labas reifu, the shiurei koi, you have the gam to shiur. However, muchlet litzosik psula, to the sreifu koi, vanan shiure beinen, choy vizreiv ragloi, vaiksusim mechtes shiure. So that's the difference between muskar and muchlet. Very straightforward, just like Lagabi the lulav. Here you don't have the shear of a lulav, not a lulav, of a sandal when it's muchlet. That was Rav Papi. Now we continue on the Gemara. Rav Papa Mishmei Derav Omar. That was Rav Papi Mishmei Derav. Now Rav Papa Mishmei Derav Omar. Echad Sandal Hamuzger. The Echad Sandal Mochlat Loi Tachlitz Boy. Vim Cholza Chalitzosik Sheira. If you did use it, even if you did it b'diavad, it is kosher. And the reason. I'm sorry? Even my Muchlat. Sheita. Echad Sandal Mochlat. And therefore Rav Papa doesn't hold of the Svara of Ksusei Mechtes Shiure. Certainly not over here. What he holds in Masechta Sukkah, we'll have to wait till we get back to Masechta Sukkah. But here he doesn't hold of that Svara. After all, physically it's still here. The Ksusei Mechtes Shiure is, you deem it as if, because it's condemned, that it will be, it's here. Okay, anyway, that's why Rav Papa doesn't hold of the Svara. Thank you, one amazing. Bayis hamusker metame mitoichoi, muchlot mitoichoi ume achoirov, vezev ze metame bebiyo. Ah, so this is a Mishnah Besechtes in the Goyim. Most of us don't learn the Goyim on a regular basis, and therefore we're not really familiar with these halachas. We know what it says in the Torah, v'habo el abayis, person that walks into a bias of nega tzaras, he becomes tameh, as if he's going into chas v'shalom an oil hames. But not just walking in, it's got to be there for a piece of period of time. V'oichel b'bayis, it's got to be enough for the period of time to eat agantza pras, chutzi pras from chita with some relish on it. Anyway, this is nishkanafke minute. But that's the bo'el b'bayis. What happens if a person just sticks his hand inside the bayis? I wasn't boil a bais, I just put my hand in it. It's not my roiv, it's just a hat. Zuki, it's the Mishnah, bais a muzger. If it's not muchlad, it's only muzger, metam mitoichai. What means metam mitoichai? Says Rashi, if you touch the wall from inside, in other words, you stick your hand in and you're touching the wall, even though you didn't go in with the gans, with your boots, you didn't walk inside, you're just putting the hand in, you touched it, it's metam. However, it's not mitama from the outside wall, only from the inside wall. If you're talking about a bias, which is mochlat, mitoicha me'achoyrim. Even if you touch the outside wall, this outside wall doesn't have any tzaras on it. It's only on the inside. Also tame. So the tame is not only mi bias, but also mi bechutz. The whole thing is tame. The seven is mitama beer. Of course, both are mitama beer. Reitimar. Nisol kadaitach kidem mechtis. Dummy, if you're going to go and tell me this for of Ksusim Mechtes Shiurei, what's the problem of touching the bias from the inside or the outside? You think you're touching the wall. This is only an invisible wall. This is not a real, it's a virtual wall. It's not a real wall. Because a real wall would be one that's not Ksusim Mechtes Shiurei. But since this is a condemned bias, it's going to be burned. So it's as if it's not here anymore. So it's just by just touching.
By Muchlat.
That's the thing, Muchlat.
So, don't you just take out the bricks? You don't destroy the house.
It depends. If it's the first time, you don't take out the bricks. But after, if you go and replace the bricks, and then the whole comes back, and all this is a bias, and you got to destroy the entire house. Anyway, but the mice is a bias. So we see from this that it's considered to be as if it's physical and it's present. And you said that Ksusa Mechta Shiure, it's as if it no longer exists. Every day Gemara, Shani Hasan near Mekrovnos is a bias. A Philip Shas Metzitza, Kori bias. In other words, Lechoyde the Pasuk could have said, Venotat Oisoi. Why is it Venotat is a bias? It comes to tell you that even whilst you're demolishing it, it's still called a bias. It still has a shame bias. So therefore, Madach, when you.
It is an exception.
Exception to the rule. And here it's Mitakal Vachoyme. Madach, when you're taka doing the proper demolition that you're destroying the bias, you still say that I'm destroying the bias. Alach kama kama, when I'm only deeming it to be destroyed, then certainly I still have the bias back. Okay, but that only applies to the bias. It doesn't apply to the sandal that you're trying to use for chalitz. Let me show you, even by a beged you have the same svara. Which day by a beged? Matlis. Matlis means a shmata. Sheyesh by sholesh or sholesh. That is 3x3 etzbois, which is normally not a sheer tumah for an oisher, but only for an oni. Because by an oisher it's got to be 4x4 tvachim. Then it has a chashivas. I think 4x4, but look it up. By an oni, it's 3x3 etzbois, which of course is nothing. It's nothing. And nevertheless, what's the din? Ava pisha. Even though it's so small that if you were to go and roll it up and crunch it and put it into a kazayis, it's less than a shir kazayis. And Rashi explains, we're talking about that he used very, very thin thread. So this is a very thin matlis. You can imagine how shvach the shmata is, that it's 3x3 and it's so small and it's so thin that you can go and roll it up less than a kazayis. Kibish nechlas rubel abayis. Even when roiv of it comes into the house, labayis tohar, it goes into a bayis tohar, mita mosai. So now this matlis is talking about a shmata that has on it taka negatziras. And this negatziras of the shmata went into a bayis which is tohar as a result of inserting it, just the roiv, not the ganza, roiv of it inside the bayis. The bayis until now was tohar. The whole bayis now becomes like an oil ames, an oil of tziras, and it's ma'il on this roiv kizayis of this tumadika matlis. The whole bayis is now tumasi. My love, aren't we talking about a matlis that was muchletes? And I see that even though you said ksusim mechta shiurei, and therefore it's as if it's nothing, it's something. It's being metama the whole bias.
It has a kazayis.
It has a roiv of the kazayis, which is deemed to be a gamtzin kazayis. Why don't you say the whole thing is nothing? It's muchlet ksusim mechta shiurei. Everything will lie. It's talking about muzgeres. Ain't a chanam muchletes, you'd be right. It's talking about muzgeres. Muzgeres, we said already before, there's no din of sreif. Let's continue on. And what happened to the same matliz was full of kamazesim. How could it be many zesim? Says Rashi, you're talking about a thick material, not a thin material, thick. So therefore, if you roll it up and put it together, it fits more than one kizayis. Aha. Kivish nechsas be mena. Kizayis labayis tohar temosai. Here, even if only, let's say, a half or a third of this matliz goes inside the Torah Dika house, but since in that shear of beer that it went in was a shear kezias, Tamasi it was matam of the entire house. Aha. So if you're gonna go and tell me that when that this shtick of matlis that goes in, it's talking about a shemata that had tumma of tsuras muchletas, that's I understand why there's a shear kezias. Explains Rashi, because by a mess we find the kezias min a mess is metame ba'oyel. Here also a kezias went in and it's metame. Where do we find the inyan of that metzoira is faglichend, it's iskish lemes? We find it by Miriam. Where do we find by Miriam? That Aharon said to Moshe Rabbeinu, please be mespal for Miriam. Miriam in the meantime is only a metzoira muzgar or metzoira muzgeres, and therefore he said that's why the Bible says Tisogia Miriam for Chodesh Yom Shivas Yom, so Tisogia Lashon Muzgeres. And now Aharon is being mespal to Moshe. He's asking Moshe, go and be mispal to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, al nosihi kameis. Don't allow this musgar to go and be upgraded or downgraded to become mukhlat. Let it stop in musgar and let the whole tzaras go away. So therefore, al nosihi kameis, don't allow it to become mukhlatis. Aha. So we see that a mukhlat is considered to be like mess. Mukhlat is considered like mess. And since a kazayis and a mess and metama, a kazayis and this matlis is also metam. Eliamri Muzgeres. If we're talking about this matlis, was only Muzgeres. Am I iskish lemeis? Why do you say that there's a din of the kizayis and that it's still considered to be whole? We should go and say this is the kunish. Only by mess is a din of kizayis. By here, you don't even have the ganze matlis. You're talking about a third of the matlis went in. It's a sheer kizayis. Who cares a sheer kizayis? The kunish. Every moshani al dimam krav is served as a beged. Afilu b'shas reifa koroi beged. What the Gemara is saying is, you're right, says Rashi. This Shani Hossa means, Elamai, you're taka right, we're talking about a matlis muchletes, not a muzgeres. It's taka muchlet. And since it's muchlet, it's doime kemes. If it's doime kemes, that's why there's a shir kezayis. Aye, but if it's considered to be muchlet, is it sorev dami? It's ksusim mechta shiure, it's as if it's nothing. Why is it metam of the house? Says Imar, just like we say, venosis is habayis. Bishas natitza kori bayis. It's if sorev is a beggar, for bishas reifa kori beggar. Even when it's taka being consumed by the fire, it doesn't say vesorev oisoi. So sorev is a beggar. Even though you're burning it, it's still called a beggar. It's alachas kam vakama. When it's not burning, it's certainly considered to be a beggar. Frank Imar, veligma mine. Why don't we go and learn the hilchis chalitza from the Hilchas Nigei Begadim? After all, that's the Nal that we're talking about, has a Nega. So why don't we say that just like for Inyan of being Metame, Afilu B'Shas Reifa Kori Beged, why don't we say Afilu B'Shas Chalitza Kori Naal, you should be able to go and use a Naal Mochlat. And then it's Mitamal Gamerin, this is like Brisk, this is Tzvei Dinam, Tzvei Halachas, those are Din Fin Tume, those are Din Fin Isur, and we can't learn an Einer from the Andra. You cannot learn Isur from Tumah. So Gabi Tumah, it's still considered to be a ganze zach, it's not ksusim achta shiure. Lagabi iser, it's ksusim achta shiure. Amar Rava.
Hilchasa. It's lagabi iser.
Oh, lagabi iser, yeah. Amar Rava. Hilchasa echad sandal hamuzgar, vi echad sandal shemuchlat, vi echad sandal shel avoidis kechovim, loy tachloit, vim cholza chalitzosa ksheira. It does work after all, and I don't say ksusim achta shiure, it's still kosher. Now, why legabi avodis kechovim? Why is it kosher?
It's the sandal of an image, or the sandal of a person?
Frag zegut. So, what means a nal avodis kechovim? So, Rashi tells us that when they used to go and schlep the statue from place to place, they probably didn't want the statue to go and get schmutzik or something, so they put shoes on the statue, right? On the tzelum. I didn't make it up. Look at Rashi. Shel avodis kechovim, right before the wide lines, the last of the narrow lines. Shel avodis kechovim. Shenayal and loy letzelum. Biraglav, they put on his feet. In other words, when he's resting in the church and you know that Salem is having a good time, he takes his shoes off, just like a lot of people. They go home, lahavdil, they take his shoes off. See, in his church, he feels at home, he takes off his shoes. But now he's traveling from one church to another, he's got to put his shoes on.
It's a nusa
davar. Anyway, Now look at the next Rashi. Chalitza Sekshede. Muchla Kira Moran. Shafil Bishasrei Vekori Beged. And this man, the Yomar, holds that you do learn Isser from Toman, therefore it is a Beged. Velav Melefu. And it's not Altsi Yafusa. Elegil and Milza Bialmu. In other words, not that we're learning Tak Isser from Toman, but it's a Gil and Milza. Just like the Torah says in Besorah, if it's a Beged, it's still called Beged. So here too, as long as it's, even though it has a neg, it's still called a Beged. Aha. And in this case, it's a Sadl, yeah. Veshel avodis kechavim nami hoy lihilucha avid umesham she avodis kechavim lav esreif akaybi the islu tekanta bebitel. So Rashi is saying is that the shoes of the avodah zarah, you don't go and worship the shoes, you worship the statue. So the shoes are only called mesham she avodah zarah. Mesham she avodah zarah, you can be mevatel. You can go and say I'm no longer. You have to ask a goy.
A
goy luchar has to do it. But whatever, whoever has to do it does, and he says hini mucharam zun, I'm mevatel it. Betchen os mesham she avodah zarah, and therefore I'm. So there's no problem. So therefore you can go and use the sandal if you're really stuck when it comes to a din of chalitza. Don't use these, but yeah, but you can use a sandal muskir, sandal mukhlat, and a sandal
muskir. What's that little circle by Rashi pointing to anything?
That circle is an asterisk that brings you to Rabbi Kiva Eger,
right,
which is on the left-hand margin, Gilyan Ashast, the Maschal Sosuk Sheriff, Imisham Isser, Hanoah, Ayin Erchen, Ayin Amid Beis, Chaf Amid Beis, Toysir Maschal Avopi. So look at Erchen for Homer. Anyway, some people today don't call it Erchen, they call it Arochen, but it's the same thing. Anyway, getting back to Agmar, now in the last line of Rava's halacha, shall tekroi b'zavodis gechavim. However, if the shoes are part of a present that you're giving to the avodis zara, then brings Rashi, it doesn't help bittel. Look at the last Rashi, shall tekroi b'zavodis gechavim. Shekrivu umasru lefan of the shem doirain. You call up the statue, statue, I got great news for you. I bought you brand new shoes from Saks Fifth Avenue. It cost $500 crocodile leather shoes. It's shoes. It's a tachash. It's a crocodile. It's a leather. It's special for you, Avodah, because I love you so much. If you wanted to use such a nal that was a present for Avodah Zarah, no, if it belongs to Avodah Zarah, is wearing it, no problem. But you bring it as a present.
The difference if the shoes, I mean,
if you don't know, you have to see if there's a label on it. If the label is Mesham Shavai Dezara, you can use it, but you have it. If it says on a Tekhoiv Vavai Dezara, you can't use it. Mishalir Nidachas, Vir Nidachas, that we know, the Holy Nidachas, that Kosh Lola Tikbait the Tekhoiv Visar Vabesh, Belshir Nidachas, now Mesha Shir. Also.
Like that's the modern Sukkah.
Yes, the modern Sukkah, but the Lulu Shir Nidachas. Mishal Zokain Ha'osui Lechvoidai, now this says Rashi is talking about Nebuch for Tachrichim, that you already manufactured these for Tachrichim, Loi Tachloit, and all these kids. Now, what's the problem of tachrichim? It's not a problem that it becomes osir banor because it's miuchad lemesim, but Rashi says because these shoes are not meant for walking; they're meant for, if you will, decoration that you use them for tachrichim. Even today, there's some chevres kedushas that have such shoes that not our shoes that like we wear, but ultz a form of shoe that they go and put on the feet on the bottom. So, if you go and put a zah shoe on the bottom, and a person would walk with that shoe, that would not be a normal na'al, lav lihilucha of it, says Rashi, and therefore would not be kosher for chalitza purposes. Omri Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, Maishno zokin os lechvoidoid lav lihilucha of it, the beidina nami lav lihilucha of it. So now the Gemara is telling us about what we've spoken about a number of times, that the Altaheim, the Batidinim, had special boots, chalitza boots,
and they
put it away in a special vault, in a special showcase, and said, this is the chalitza boot. Somebody told me that in Toronto there's an exhibition of a whole bunch of chalitza boots that they found Nebuch from before the war, and they got to this. Anyway, but it's also not used for hiluch. So, every chalitza boot of a bezin should be puzzled because it's not used for walking. It's used for chalitza. Amalei, ilu mazgi beishlucha v'de medina, mikopra lei dayana. What the Gemara means to say is, this is really a proper shoe, and it's meant to go and wear. And if the shliach bezin says, I have no shoes today, we would allow him to go and wear those shoes as well. It's not a problem. Masha'enkin, legabe tachrichim, those are not meant for anybody to wear, only Nebuch for a mess. So therefore, this is lovely luchavid, and this yoi luchavid, and that's why for the debez and kimiyon nitzin v'chalitza.